Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
I just returned from Israel, and the atmosphere in Israel is unlike any I have ever experienced in my multiple trips to the Holy Land. The people throughout the land are excited about what is happening in Israel, having celebrated their 70th anniversary, but even more so, what has caused them to be excited is the fact that we now have a United States of America under the leadership of the president that is standing with Israel and took the act of moving the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem. We're going to be talking about this issue and also what's happening in Gaza, things that you may not be hearing or reading in the media. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel.
Now, Matt, I have to ask, did you ever think in your lifetime that you'd be standing next to the bright, new, shiny sign of the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem?
You know, it's amazing. it's a prayer that has been answered by so many people.
We have been talking and praying for so long, and there you are with it.
And here we had our Covenant Journey group of students, 40 college students from 24 different schools. We have a couple more trips that we're taking this summer with other college students on additional Covenant Journey trips. And we got the opportunity to literally stop by the embassy.
Yeah.
Our Israeli tour guide, wonderful, top quality tour guide, got permission from the security guard for us to stop the bus there. And the entire bus got out. And we all gathered around the brand new embassy and the seal. It has President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence etched in the stone below it about the opening of the embassy. And we got our photograph there as a group, and then they got photographs as individuals. The entire bus was ecstatic.
Yeah, I bet you prayed over that place, that sign.
Oh, and you know, and going into the embassy, driving up to the embassy, there are U.S. and Israeli flags on the road leading up to it. And there is a big U.S. flag made out of flowers.
Oh, wow.
It is an amazing experience.
I hope you got pictures of that.
We got pictures of it.
I bet the atmosphere of seeing Americans is even higher now toward with the Israelis, isn't it?
You know, everywhere we went, it seemed as though the attitude was just overwhelming. They could not believe that they were celebrating and seeing the move of the embassy. They realize now that they have a real partner in the United States, and that President Donald Trump, Mike Pence, the vice president, are real allies of Israel, and that Israel is not having to stand alone right now against world opposition. As a result of the U.S.'s lead, other countries are also now moving their embassy to Jerusalem. One country actually moved it to Jerusalem a couple of days after the U.S. opened its embassy on May 14, 2018.
Yeah.
It's an amazing event.
I saw the interviews of people over there in the streets of Jerusalem, and I think the mainstream media was looking to get somebody to say something negative, but people are wearing make Israel great again hats.
Yeah.
I mean, President Trump is he's a rock star over there.
He is.
And I've also heard the media, the fake news mainstream media, and then a bunch of leftist publications, Right Wing Watch and Mediate, and all, you know, the Daily Beast and all these leftist publications, but I repeat myself, they're all one and the same, complaining that President Trump did this because of pressure from the evangelical community. Well, prayer and sharing the truth about the history of Israel and so forth, then hey, you know, I'll take that. We can claim that. Groups like Liberty Counsel named as trying to influence President Trump. And guess what, folks? I'll say it right now. Liberty Counsel did, I think, encourage President Trump and potentially even influence him to do the right thing here.
Well, praise God. I remember watching some of the ceremony with the dedication, and there was people sitting in the audience with Make America Great hats on. So I thought, wow, that's interesting.
It's amazing. I'm telling you, the people over there, if he ran for office over there, he would win in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah.
It would be a landslide, no question about it. I mean, they just love him over there. They love the fact that they now do not have to stand alone, that they've got an ally. Of course, we have Nikki Haley,
right,
the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations.
She doesn't mince words, does she?
Powerful as well.
Yeah.
You know, so they are ecstatic. Good things are happening. You know, for example, the U.S. sold to Israel the brand new F-35,
mm-hmm.
the F-35, the most advanced stealth fighter jet in the world. The Israelis were the first to actually use it in combat. And that's when, in the north, in the Golan Heights in southern Syria, the Iranian military bases there that were set up decided to launch 20 rockets toward Israel. Well, none of them entered Israel's space. 16 of them fell in Syria, didn't even cross the border. Four of them were intercepted by Israel's high-tech Iron Dome. Israel sent the F-35s in there and took out all the Iranian military bases. Israel then met with Russia, amazingly. And now Russia has also agreed with Israel not to allow any Iranians or Iranian presence in Syria. I mean, that's a huge diplomatic coup. Now, over on the Mediterranean side, some people in the media, they're blaming the move of the embassy for the violence in Gaza. Gaza is on the Mediterranean side. It is south of Tel Aviv. It abuts up to Egypt in the very bottom of Israel. So it's got a border in the south with Egypt and a border on its side mm-hmm. with Israel. And then the other side is the Mediterranean Sea. Well, Hamas is the terrorist organization there. They have encouraged their people to engage in violence against Israel. Israel simply wanted to protect its border. Let me give you an illustration of how the media doesn't report the truth. Here's a guy on the Palestinian-Gaza side who wants to come into Israel and harm and blow up people. So he has explosives strapped onto him. He comes to the border. IDF soldiers realize this guy is intent on killing people. They shoot him. The man is shot dead. Now the Palestinians in Gaza, the Hamas really in Gaza, they are carrying him to his funeral. And you know, they only allow men at those funerals, no women. They carry him in this old wooden box, open on the top. They dump their bodies into the tomb. There's no casket or anything. As they're carrying this guy, toward his funeral, they're like having him overhead. You've seen these scenes. What happens? He explodes.
He explodes.
Oh, my goodness.
The entire crowd that is chanting and taking this guy to his funeral, they get blown up. Body parts are torn off. This is the insanity of what they are doing. You know, if that were to happen in the United States, you wouldn't be celebrating that guy. Imagine in the United States, you go into a funeral and in the casket, the guy's in the casket, people are celebrating him because he was killed trying to kill other people. And then the casket explodes and all the people at the funeral get killed.
It'd be like celebrating Timothy McVeigh, you know?
And then he explodes during the funeral. You would say, enough is enough. This is absolutely insane. But instead, what they do, they encourage it. And they're going to pay compensation now to his family because this guy was a martyr and all the people who were blown up around him. This is the insanity of what's happening there.
And it's a heckler's veto on steroids. The media complains that moving the embassy to Jerusalem, the U.S. embassy, caused all of this violence.
No.
Well, it's a heckler's veto. You can't control what the Hamas terrorists decide to do. They're using terrorism and attacking innocent and trying to kill people like the guy that blew up. They use that in order to try to shut down, they use terrorism. That's what terrorism is, trying to use violence and terror in order to impose a political agenda. And the mainstream media here in the U.S. plays right into their hands by using their talking points and then by turning around and blaming the victim for what the victimizers are doing. It's absurd.
Right. Yeah, it'd be like taking Timothy McVeigh and making him a hero.
Yeah.
When he goes in and he blows up somebody and then he gets killed, it would be like making him a hero and then paying all of his family members compensation for the wonderful thing that he did, which was a horrible thing that he did for the rest of their lives. That's what they're doing over there. They're raising a generation to be terrorist. And any country would defend itself. Israel has a right to exist. It has a right to defend itself. It has a right to protect its people. And that's, in fact, what is happening. Now they are so pleased that they have tangible evidence that the United States of America is standing shoulder to shoulder to defend them and to move the embassy to take real, tangible steps. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. We're going to take a group to Israel in 2019. Go to cidisrael.org/tour, cidisrael.org/tour. I hope that you can join Anita and me as we travel to the Holy Land in 2019.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.